This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An apparent assassination attempt on Republican presidential nominee and former U.S. President Donald Trump Sunday has raised new questions about political violence in the United States. VOA congressional correspondent Katherine Gibson has more.
President Joe Biden on Monday condemned what appeared to be a second assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump.
In America, we resolve our differences peacefully, the ballot box, not at the end of a gun.
The U.S. Secret Service had already come under congressional scrutiny for its handling of the July 13th assassination attempt on Trump. The suspect, Ryan Ruth, is accused of hiding in the bushes with a rifle outside Trump's Florida golf course. Law enforcement officials told reporters the layers of security added in the days after the first assassination attempt helped protect Trump on Sunday. Rick Bradshaw is the sheriff for Palm Beach County.
The system can work because the suspect didn't even get close to getting a round off, and we apprehended him and brought him to justice.
Katherine Gibson, VOA News.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations Monday accused Israel's military of striking schools, humanitarian workers, and civilians in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
It's a sign of growing American frustration with its close ally as the war approaches its first anniversary. Israel has repeatedly said it targets Hamas militants, who often hide with civilians and use them as human shields in retaliation for their October 7 attacks. At a UN Security Council meeting on Monday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield was unusually unspoken against the Israeli military. She said many of the recent attacks that injured or killed UN personnel and workers were preventable. I'm Charles Deledesma.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. State media in Myanmar reporting that floods and landslides triggered by last week's Typhoon Yagi, coupled with seasonal monsoon rains, have now claimed more than 500 lives, with 77 people still missing. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Patricia Tapata.
The death toll was almost seven times Friday's initial total, 33, with strong prospects of it continuing to rise. The counting of casualties has been slow, in part due to communication difficulties with the affected areas as Myanmar is racked by civil war. Typhoon Yagi earlier hit Vietnam, northern Thailand, and Laos, killing almost 300 people in Vietnam, 42 in Thailand, and 4 in Laos, according to the ASEAN Coordinating Center for Humanitarian Assistance. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Independent UN human rights experts said Tuesday there has been a worsening of the human rights situation in Venezuela following the country's disputed July presidential election. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Patricia Tapata Valdez, a member of the fact-finding mission on Venezuela, says the government has carried out arbitrary detentions, torture, and gender-based violence on even children.
We reported electric shocks, beating with blunt objects, suffocation with plastic bags, immersion in cold water, and forced sleep deprivation, among others.
The results of the report echo concerns from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken about Venezuela and its repression before and after the election, and the subsequent exile of Venezuela's opposition leader Edmundo González. I'm Donna Water.
A lawyer for social media company TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance sought Monday to convince a U.S. federal appeals court to block a U.S. law that would ban the short video service used by 170 million Americans. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The law in question received bipartisan support in Congress and was signed into law by President Joe Biden in April. It gives ByteDance until January 19th to sell or divest TikTok's U.S. assets or face a ban in the United States. Judges were skeptical of TikTok's legal arguments at Monday's two-hour hearing. The company's filing in May said the law would have broader implications for free speech if upheld. It argued Congress could effectively circumvent the First Amendment by invoking national security. However, Judge Naomi Rao said the idea that Congress lacks the authority to pass the law relied on a, quote, very strange framework for thinking about Congress.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.